It is not every day you see a brand that represents the pride and attitude of the blue-collar community. You may know them for their tagline, "Dirty hands, clean money." Troll Company is for those who keep the gears turning with sweat, grit, and a whole lot of hustle. They celebrate hard-working trades with their high-quality, badass t-shirts, hoodies, and more. These guys are not just slapping logos on tees and calling it a day. These guys are the real deal. Built by Blue Collar for Blue Collar. So if you're looking for a brand that reps your grind, check out TrollCoClothing.com. That's TrollCoClothing.com. Head to TrollCoClothing.com and use promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Support blue collar work. Dirty hands, clean money. Fellas, I'm holding in my hands right now one of the most gorgeous bottles of whiskey I've ever seen. 5-9 whiskey from the crew over at Troll Co. They decided to whip up a bourbon that is all about grit and sweat. Meet 5-9. Two oil field guys figured, hey, why not turn our daily grind into something that you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made from 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about the name? Well, 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. Forget that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and the toil. They work hard, and now they're pouring that same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Head over to 59whiskey.com. That's F-I-V-E, 9 spelled out, whiskey.com. And use the promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up, 5-9 Whiskey from Troll Co. It is mwah, fantastic. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. This is the ZABECAST, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Your video that I posted of you mocking the Duval as the
homeless Chester Cheetah?
Yes.
Was that who it was? did we just see what we just fucking saw? I mean, because I'm still in shock over it right now. They're playing it on Football Night in America. The Jaden Daniels Hail Mary to dagger the Bears. It happened, right? That was real.
That was real.
I'm not dreaming it, right?
No, that was real.
So that concludes the best fucking weekend ever. Think about our weekend, boys. What we have just done. Come down to Jacksonville. Played golf at a really nice golf course. Hung out with my buddy Spence. Gone to the game with free tickets. Thank you, Rezer, for that. Watch the Packers overcome Jordan Love getting hurt. And won on another walk-off field goal with our new kicker. And we come home and watch the Bear game against the Commanders, and it looks like they're going to get fucking lucky with a PI in the end zone and win the game, and then, whoops, too bad for you. Fucking Bears are going to fuck it up.
Couldn't happen any better.
I mean, other than, God, you still have to get to your flight, by the way, which is tomorrow morning at Orlando International Airport. You're going to leave the house here in Fernandina Beach at 4 a.m.?
4 a.m. That's the plan.
That's the plan,
that's
right?
Yeah, that's the goal.
3 hours later, you'll be down there. Did you think it was going to be that long of a drive up here?
No. So when I looked it up, Jacksonville was 2 hours, but we're not in Jackson.
Right. We're north.
Little north.
But that's okay. Well, 2, 3, what does it matter, right?
Yeah, correct.
God damn, what a weekend. Boys, thank you for coming. You know, there is a saying, the only thing that is necessary for evil to flourish is for good men to do nothing. There is also my saying, which is, the only thing needed for a great weekend is men who will show up reliably. And you two guys are the most showing up mofos I know. Because when I suggested this trip, how many months ago now, Wolfie?
It was the Vikings game last year.
In October? So
yeah. Right, it was over a year ago. Yeah, we said, let's go to a road game. And then the schedule came out, and we saw it was Jacksonville. And I had this connection for tickets. And I had a guy in Spence down here as a local who could help us out. We're at his Airbnb right now. I'm going to make sure to tweet out the link to try to rent it. It's lovely up here in Fernandina Beach. A little north of Jacksonville for those who are driving from out other places, right, Wolfie? But it's a lovely little area here. It's Shrimp City, apparently, Fernandina Beach. They're all about the shrimp. We've had several great seafood dinners while we're here. But we said, let's go to a game over a year ago. And it just happened. As Ricky Bobby once said, that's real. That just happened. Does that blow your mind? Huh, Wolfie?
It's been a great trip.
Goddamn great trip. Thank you, boys. First of all, let me introduce the fellows I'm here with. We are coming to you plausibly live on Sunday night, right after the 4 o'clock game's finished. On this Sunday, October, what's my date today? 27th of 2024, and we are live from Fernandina Beach, Florida, on Amelia Island. You can almost see Georgia from here. My saying for Jacksonville is, Jacksonville, good enough for Skynyrd, good enough for you. And Jacksonville, technically not Georgia, but it's really close. And the Packers beat the Jags 30-27. Game was too close for comfort. It was almost too damn hot for us to deal with. It was, what, 85 degrees today minimum? And we were in the dead of the sun.
All day.
At least.
And you're probably saying, well, why am I here? Well, it's a semi-long story that I'll hope to try to make it short. First of all, Brian Wolf, manager, Natty Oaks Bar and Grill in New Berlin, Wisconsin, and Henry Flock Steakhouse in West Allis.
Yeah, correct? They're both West Allis, technically.
They're both technically West Allis, okay. And I'm not allowed to call it the Dirty Stallis. I've been told that. They don't like it. No, I got a call at the radio station. I said, the Dirty Stallis, because that's the nickname for West Allis, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't know. If
you live anywhere near West Allis, that is exactly what you call it.
The Dirty Stallis.
That's what it's called. Right.
And it's called the Dirty Stallis because, well, it's a little bit rough. A little bit grimy. A little bit gritty.
Not as rough as the Jaguars pregame or tailgate
area.
Tailgate, but it's close. But it's close.
We have parking lots. I don't know what that was.
And I had no idea that you went to Florida Gulf Coast. You are a product of Dunk City.
Yes.
That's fucking beautiful. Born and raised Wisconsinite. You've been to a ton of games. I've known you for quite a while, now, because of our relationship through the radio station, through Natty Oaks and advertising and whatnot. And your best wingman, Vinny, here, Vinny Satil. Did I say that right, Vinny?
Crushed it.
My cousin Vinny, who is also born and raised in Wisconsin, went to Ripon, played baseball at Ripon. Don't call it Ripon, right?
Correct.
Who you got to know through what? Playing softball with him?
Fridays, actually. Fridays at the Front Row in Miller Park.
You guys both worked at Fridays at Miller Park together.
Yep.
And there you go. Now, Vinny, you're working for who are you working for?
Wyndham Destinations.
Wyndham Destinations, right. Sweet. And, you know, why didn't you get us a sweet hotel room somewhere for free, Mr. Wyndham? Ain't no Wyndham properties down here?
Well, there is in Orlando. Our flagship resort's in Orlando.
There is in Orlando.
It ain't up here.
None in Jacksonville. Well, anyway, you know, we said let's do this game, and then, you know, it wouldn't have happened except for, number one, Eric Rezenkowski, who used to manage one of the Rustero stores in Wisconsin before he kind of moved on and decided to actually move out of the state of Wisconsin to somewhere warmer with his lovely bride, moved here to Jacksonville and quickly became very tight with the Kahn family, believe it or not. You know, owners of the Jaguars, became close with Tony Kahn, who runs AEW Wrestling. And so Rezzer was like, I can get you tickets for the Packer game, no problem. And I go, really? He's like, really? I said, well, that's step number one. Anytime you design to make a trip to go see a football game somewhere far away, first step is secure the tickets. Secure them. Don't just say, well, I think we could probably get them off of StubHub or maybe here. Secure the tickets. Then once you get the tickets, then you start layering in accommodations. That's where my guy Mark Spencer, 44 Pro, he is the bat doctor. He fits people for high-end baseball bats. College players, JUCO players, minor league players. He's a great golfer, by the way, as well. Recently won his club championship at the place we played, good old Atlantic Shores Country Club.
Atlantic Beach.
Yes, and I've known Spence for a long time. He used to listen to me nationally. And Spence is like, I got an Airbnb, and I'll rent you at very competitive prices. And I said, thank you. We'll take it. By the way, Wolfie and Vinny got in at 4 a.m., Saturday morning, because you worked all day Friday. That was really the only mistake of the trip, is you guys worked all day Friday. Correct. Flew to Orlando, because there's no direct flight from Milwaukee to Jacksonville. It's got to connect. And you're like, we ain't going to do any connecting, not with golf clubs. They'll get lost. We'll be delayed. It'll be a complete shit show.
Right. If we don't have our clubs, what are we doing here?
Right. So you guys got in at 4 a.m. I had just gone to bed. The World Series Game 1 with Freeman's incredible walk-off had gone off, and I was like, all right, I'm going to bed now. And you guys then slept in the bunk beds, even though there's a separate entire room with a double bed. Well, and when you woke up at 8 a.m. with only 4 hours of sleep, you're all excited. Like, it was like Step Brothers. Oh, bunk beds! Yes!
Yeah. And here's the deal. At 4 a.m. when you've been traveling for 8 hours?
You didn't care.
A bed is a bed is a bed. It all looks great.
A bed is a bed.
It all looks great.
But then, most importantly, I knew, because I know you guys, because you go to a lot of games and you're sports nuts. I'm like, all right, if I go ahead and set this thing up, line this thing up, there is basically no chance that you guys would say, yeah, no, something came up, or we can't go. Even though you both have two children, each under the ages of 10. Is that right? Yep. Wolfie, your kids are how old?
6 and 3.
And Vinny?
8 and 3.
Yep. I love it.
Yep.
And you have wives with championship attitudes who know the boys have got to get out on their own every now and then, right?
Correct. We had to take both our families to Boo at the Zoo to make sure that we took care of our Halloween duties as a family.
Halloween.
So we did Halloween last week.
Yeah, the last 3 weekends has been Halloween with the family.
Okay, well, look, you know, there's always a price to pay, but still. And so that's the key, is that you guys, you know, were able to come. And we had a fucking great time, did we not? And we just watched the Bears.
I mean, that was the capper. That was a cherry on top of everything. That was fantastic.
My only regret is I didn't have the phone running to get the asset of us losing our shit watching it happen in real time.
Well, oh, yeah, why would you? That play shouldn't happen. Like,
no.
Every other organization doesn't blitz, mess that up.
Blitz the Hail Mary. Always blitz it. Five guys rushing balls to the wall. The Bears rushed four or maybe three with two
spy.
Guys. I think I saw two guys spying Vinny. Like, oh, let's not let him run out of the pocket.
65 yards?
Beg him. You want him to cross the line of scrimmage. As soon as that happens, the game is over, you dipshits.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a great weekend. Let's start with the Packer game, shall we?
Right.
They won. Thank God for that. But Jordan Love now has a groin injury. And that's probably going to mean at least 2 weeks. I'm guessing 2 weeks. He couldn't move in the game.
You know, the fact that it happened on the first drive and he got through the first half and then did come out for the third quarter, maybe it's a weak deal. But
okay,
right? I mean, he played the whole game.
You can hope.
The first drive. Yeah. But if it is multiple weeks, it's a good time in the schedule. You got the Lions. You got a bye week.
Why is it good with the Lions? Are you already counting that as a loss? They hung a 50-burger again today. Apparently, the Lions have more touchdowns than incompletions this season, which is fucking bonkers.
Correct. But we know when Malik Willis is in the game, what do? We slow the game down. We slow the pace down.
Well, that's right.
We cut down possessions, right? And then you get the bye week afterwards. So if he's going to be out for 2 whole weeks, I'd rather have him miss 1 game than 2.
Wolfie, your emotions thinking about a couple weeks maybe without Jordan Love, your favorite fucking Packer. Right now.
I'm weird, and I think I said this to you on Saturday, that I kind of like when guys miss time throughout the season.
Early
on, because it generally means they're going to be healthy for the stretch run. So, like, Evan Williams going out, I was like, all right, cool. Now Bullard gets to play a little bit more. We get to see some other of these young guys and see what they do. And then you insert Evan Williams, who can clearly play, back into the lineup in a couple weeks. Doing it with our quarterback, not ideal.
Not ideal.
But it is a good time just in that you got the win today, so you've got that extra one on the belt. Having 3 losses going into next week.
Right.
And then the bye, that would be a rough situation. And then you're looking at 4.
Yeah.
It's just a different road to hoe at that point.
It's the Lions by Bears, right?
Correct.
So you kind of flush the Lions game. And then the bye week, you might have lost it anyway. Game is at, by the way, Lambeau, which kind of sucks. They're not gonna roll over.
No.
But that's going to be a hard game to win with Malik Willis. My opinion, as you probably know, Wolf, from listening to the show, on Malik Willis is taking big fat L's right now because I said, you know, he's probably going to suck because he sucked in Tennessee. And generally speaking, the league is rarely wrong about a guy not being good. And he still is not great, but goddamn, he made 2 huge plays in this game. The scramble to set up a touchdown, and then the throw to Reed that ended the game with the field goal.
It also seems, though, when Malik Willis comes in, Matt LaFleur loses his mind, forgets what he's likes to do, and starts doing what he's supposed to do, and it's calling great run plays. Because all of a sudden we've got motion left and motion right, and we're in and out of tight and wide, and everybody's moving all over the place, and a guy's coming back across. Jaden Reed crosses the field, and you don't know who has the ball. And the next thing you know, Josh Jacobs is on your safeties with the ball. And what happened here? And the running game just explodes when Jordan Love comes out of the game.
Yeah. Which makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, LaFleur's done a great job of putting Malik, what you're talking about, Willis, in the right position to actually make just a couple of plays and win a game or two. But now they might have to use him for more than that. We shall see. But look, 6-2, get the fuck out of here with a win. Didn't cover. Line was 4. It was stinky from the get-go. Felt like a trap. Felt like it should have been easy. And really, with all the chances they had in the first half, the way they were dominating, it should have been like 26-10.
Easy.
But that's not how football works, as we know. What did you guys think of the stadium? Everbank Field or Trevor Bank Field? I think it was fine.
It was exactly what I expected.
Yeah, I think it was fine. You know, it has, you know, the, what is it, the
upper deck?
No, not the auditorium.
Oh,
the amphitheater. The amphitheater attached, right. Which I thought was cool.
That was cool.
That's a cool piece that they can do. ShotKon
built that, so mm-hmm. they have big concerts at a nice 7,000-seat open-air amphitheater with big fans.
Yeah, it was great. Yep. So that was great. The whole stadium is in the Sum, which I find very interesting. I find it very interesting
that they had no overhangs for shade.
Yeah, that it is. Right. Yeah, so that I found that very, very interesting for a stadium in Florida that there is no shade anywhere to be had.
Well, when they got the team, like the actual bones of the structure have been around, my guy Spence said, for like 60 years. But when they got the team, the first thing they did was they knocked down everything except for the upper decks and replaced the bottom bowl with something newer and nicer. Now they're going to spend even more money and be chased out of there in 2026, I believe it is, to make it really nice. They passed the referendum to really zhuzh up the stadium down here, which, hey, good for them.
Yeah, I'll say the one thing I did like about the stadium is they had, and Brian and I were talking about this, like 50-yard line boxes. Like that were almost like field level.
Right.
And I thought that was a really cool, I think that was a really cool addition to the stadium.
Yeah. Wolfie?
There's no shade. How do you have no shade at all? Like just, have you been outside in this weather? You need some level shade. Of shade.
You should have worn the Peter Griffin, the sun is my enemy hat. the Chinese rice field hat. I'm not even sure that would have helped out that much. Look, the thing is, the stadium is fine. It's what you would expect. It's probably ranked in the bottom five in the league because it's not that fancy.
Right.
And it's in a bit of a sort of an industrial area. Jacksonville itself is a industrial city. It's got three naval bases, a lot of ports, a lot of big cranes, industry. You know, people down here work, but it's also a very proud community that likes living here. And so when they got awarded an NFL team, it was huge. Huge for the city's pride, and we're somebody now. And so I think there is a lot of real caping up for the one team they have in town, the Jaguars. That's what I sense, especially from our boy Mark. Mark is such a rah-rah guy. He was in full fan mode the whole game and chanting, Duval!
Mark loves himself some Jacksonville.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. But I get it, though. I get why it is. He's like, you know, we get crapped on by the national media all the time. And I felt like saying, Buffalo has entered the chat. Cleveland has entered the chat. How about
Detroit?
Milwaukee
yeah.
has entered the chat. Don't you guys feel like you have been dissed in flyover country by the East Coast elite media?
All the time.
All
the time.
The fucking time.
All the time.
I believe that Indiana feels like they are considered just sort of flatland rubes. I would believe that people in Nebraska and Iowa are like, they don't give a shit about us. They think we're just a bunch of corn-eating yokels. So I get it that he feels like, you know, we're not Miami, which is more sexy. We're not Tampa St. Pete, which probably has a bit more of a shiny rep or image because Tampa St. Pete is not nearly as industrial. It's a little bit prettier, you know, with the way the bay comes in and the bridge, and there's not three naval bases and 16 shipping ports all over the place, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Sexier, more vacation.
Right. But you told me, Wolfie, that you've been to Tampa, and it's a nastier crowd.
As far as the game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I much preferred today's
experience.
Even though it was, as I think you said, tepid, and I thought that was the real.
It wasn't really where to describe it. Yeah.
There was not a lot of energy in the stadium. Part of it is maybe just because it's so flat and wide open. Where's the sound going to go? Secondly, it was approaching a million degrees, and there was a lot of Packer fans in there.
A lot of Packer
fans. And they're having a rough start to their year.
That's right. That's the biggest thing.
Which, you know, the expectations were the opposite.
Exactly.
They were supposed to compete for the AFC South.
I kept saying to Spence, I'm like, I remember watching Mark when they were in the playoffs and won that game and got to play another game there, and it was off the hook, right? The energy, and it was pouring through your TV, and I was very happy for him and for Jacksonville because it was a big deal. That was 2 years ago. Then last year, they get out to an 8-3 start, and then they shit their pants. And then this year, they just are god-awful, and today they were awful. Pre-snap penalties galore, ball security issues. Fucking Trevor Lawrence fumble on a play like that that turned the outcome of the game. I mean, yeah. Come on, man. So I get it why they're sort of down as a fan base. But we also noted how brilliant the marketing strategy, and you being a marketer, Vinny, the simple one word of Duval is.
It's genius.
It's brilliant. And apparently it was a local DJ that started saying that, you know, Duval, because Duval County is the county that Jacksonville is in. And when I say the county that Jacksonville is in, I mean, there's no room for anything else inside Duval County, because Duval County is Jacksonville. Like, the line is the same for both. And Jacksonville is one of the largest square footage. It's the largest square footage city, actual city limits in America. So it's spread out. So this DJ is like, Duval. And that's like the rally cry. That's all over town on billboards at the airport, at the bar we were at last night.
We had six-year-olds chanting that as we were walking past them. Walking past them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah,
and I would love to know if that DJ tried to copyright somehow, trademark somehow, or have some kind of rights to that single word used in that way.
Or just the spelling of it.
Like multiple use.
Correct.
If you say Duval and it's at all longer than 2 seconds, you owe me money.
You owe me money. I love that.
You must say Duval County.
Yeah.
Duval County.
He's probably got it with two U's, and that's why they use
and
three.
And that's why they use, yeah. Yeah. We got to work around.
His lawyers were not smart enough to file trademarks for two U's, three U's, four U's, five U's, six, seven, eight. How many U's out should we go? Yeah. Fuck it, 20 U's. Well, that's a lot of money for the paperwork. It's $3,000 per application. Fuck it. Trademark it all. But, yeah, I get it. This is a beautiful place to live. If you are retired or you just want to get out of the cold, it's much more affordable than many other places in the country where it's warm. There's a lot that is going on. In addition to having one major sports team, some people don't even give a shit if there's any major sports teams. They'll watch the major sports on TV, or they'll fly or they'll drive to the places that have them. They don't really care, right?
Yeah, I mean, Spence says he drives 5 hours to be a Marlins fan.
Yes,
he makes that drive.
He's a partial ticket holder to the goddamn Marlins of all teams.
So, I mean, if you want to be a part of a sports team and there's something around you, you'll make the drive. It doesn't have to be where you live.
Right. Now, we are here in a place I've never been. Have you boys ever been to Amelia Island?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's wild because it's on the Atlantic side, and it doesn't look like an island when you're looking at it Google Maps because there's so many marshes that kind of look green. You're like, oh, that's one. But no, it's technically an island. And we're at this little beautiful city called Fernandina Beach. And like I said, it's the shrimp capital of Florida. All shrimp all the time. They got shrimp festivals, shrimp gumbo, shrimp Creole. I mean, Forrest Gump would be perfectly happy down here. And a very cool little town. We've ridden our bikes into town. Like we're 10 again.
Make sure you bring your biker shorts when you come down here.
Ring, ring, ring. Rode our bikes into town the last couple of nights, which was really cool. I can see why people like it here. Now, Spence has a T-shirt for this town, Fernandina Beach, an actual T-shirt that is a professionally made T-shirt you could buy in a gift shop. And it says in small lettering on the back of the T-shirt as part of the design, Fernandina Beach, nice dogs and weird people. And I go, why would you put that on a T-shirt? And he goes, you'll see.
Was it pets or dogs?
Nice pets.
Pets?
Or maybe nice. It might have been nice pets, weird people. Now, Wolfie, tell them about the pet we saw last night.
So, I mean, I thought it was fake.
I second that. I thought it was fake, too.
He said, is that lady holding a raccoon? And we'd had a day. We'd been out in the sun for a while. Sure. We've had enough cocktails.
Right.
I thought, there's no way I'm going to turn around. There's going to be a lady holding a raccoon. What are you talking about? And there she was.
Right.
Just full cradle of this raccoon. And people are coming up and they're asking her questions and taking pictures and doing the thing. And I said, this is a raccoon. It's got to be fake. It's got, like, this lady's got an animatronic or something.
Yeah.
But you went and talked to her.
I did. I went and talked to her. I said, you know, talk to me about this pet you have. I said, is it legal in the state of Florida? Because, you know, it's Florida. Fucking Florida, man. Well, Florida is the Wild West in a lot of ways. Yeah, right. And she said, no, it's not legal. You have to have a special Class C permit or Class 3 permit, whatever it was. And this is a rehabbed raccoon that we've had since birth, and her front legs don't work, and she's domesticated, and she's very gentle, and we take her to schools to teach kids about them. So I said that I wanted to find out more because my former radio colleague, Chris Cooley, former tight end for the Redskins, once had a pet raccoon. And he didn't have a permit for the pet raccoon in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, as it were. And he said he finally had to get rid of it because it was causing too much mayhem around the house. Because he told me, he goes, Zabe, you wouldn't believe it. These things are super smart. They, like, can really remember things and solve problems. And I was having to clean up all these messes from my raccoon. And I said, and it's illegal, Cooley, and it's a wild animal that could get rabies. And you've got a child and a wife. You can't. But he loved it. He was like, Bella's so sweet, and she'd play with me, and she'd come to get comfortable with me. There's a reason why you can't have pet raccoons. And if they get on the wrong side of your dog, they can kill your dog. Like, I know a neighbor who had their dog killed by some wild raccoons outside at night. Her woke up to a horrible noise because they let the dog kind of live outside, which is kind of fucked up, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's already a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the raccoons got to it. So this is an interesting little town here, right? Just south of the Georgia-Florida line on the Atlantic coast.
Yeah.
I'm glad we came.
It was beautiful. You know, obviously, it's not for everybody. There are people out there who prefer orange sunsets. Orange sunsets, that's a big thing.
Okay.
The place is cute. Place is cute.
It's so relaxed.
Vinny's referencing a conversation. There's this woman. So, glorious sunset. The other benefit of here is that you just bike 10 minutes to the coastal side of this island. You'll see sunrises over the Atlantic Ocean. And then you bike 2 minutes down to downtown Fernandina, and you'll see sunsets over the causeway and the marsh and everything else. So, glorious Sunday night, red ball of fire sunset.
That's gorgeous.
And so, you know, some of the ladies in the restaurant we were at, you know, the Salty Pelican, Rusty Pelican Bird, what was it called again, Wolfie? Something like that.
Yeah.
You're just nodding your head. Yeah, whatever it was.
The Salty Pelican,
painted,
I think.
Painted parrot.
Some of the ladies come over to the edge of the outdoor patio we were at, and they were starting to take photos. And this one woman, older woman, turns to me after trying to get help from her younger friend or some other younger gal who is trying to say, no, do this and exposure that. And she's like, oh, it doesn't look as good as it does in person. And I felt like screaming at her. It's a fucking photo! Do you not understand how the human eye and optics work? Of course it's going to feel better in person. Oh, it just looks like a sunset. Okay. But I didn't say that. I was pleasant, and I was trying to ask her. I said, so what's the matter? She showed me her photo, Vinny. Looked fine. Looked like a sunset. Like, what's the matter? The answer was,
there's not enough orange in the photo. What?
She didn't think that it showed enough orange in the photo. And I was just sitting there kind of virtually rubbing my temples to think, do I tell her there's a thing called Photoshop, or even in her own iPhone, there's ways to adjust hue and saturation and everything else? And if you do all that, well, then are you kind of cheating reality? You know, your optic nerves show color its own way, different from a 1/16 of an inch sensor in your iPhone. Just saying, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but, you know, I don't know if she ever got her photo that she wanted. Hopefully she did.
Can't please everybody.
Can't please everybody.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
So, we also watched the Badgers lose to Penn State on Saturday night.
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
At the bar. And that's a tough one for Fickell, because had a chance to really put a new oomph into the direction of his young program.
They played, though. They battled.
They did. Braden Locke, though, big pick six at just the wrong time.
He's not their guy.
No, I know. I know. He's a stopgap guy. Maybe they'll get their guy. But the college football playoff now, as we're going to turn the page into November, is going to get wild, because with 12 teams, there's a lot of different routes now just to get into this thing. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but Texas A&M is in a real good spot after winning this weekend.
Yep.
Because they don't have to play Georgia or Alabama en route to it. Dion and Colorado is now 6-2. Guys like me had them dead and buried after 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Packing it up my ass good and hard right now. Travis Hunter is, again, doing incredible things. Scored a touchdown, did a backflip, and landed on his knees. Fucking sick athlete, that guy. Right. So it's going to be a wild November. Very much looking forward to it. I want to tell people before we're done here tonight, and I do have to go to bed myself because I got a radio show to do in the morning from that kitchen table. You guys will be long gone off to Orlando, dreaming about our next adventure. We're not going anywhere else this year. Let's let this year sit, but let's start thinking about next year.
Yeah.
Somewhere warm or somewhere.
It doesn't have to be as warm. Today was pretty warm.
correct. It was pretty warm.
Today was pretty warm. I was texting Mike and the Knuckleheads in the text string, and I was like, chill out about Jordan Love. He's just got cramps. We didn't know. We're up in the fucking stands. We're not listening to the broadcast. And he said, no, they reported it as a groin injury. And I'm like, okay, sorry. I said, I've got heat exhaustion coming on right now. He said, drink water. And I go, all they have is Captain of Diets. You sure? Didn't you ask about water? No, we could go somewhere else. You've been to a fair number of stadiums, Wolfie, NFL stadiums, to watch your beloved Packers. Let's count them off. Ready?
Okay.
Chicago, ding. Minnesota, ding.
Yep.
Detroit, ding. Let's go East Coast, NFC, Washington.
No.
Okay, Dallas.
No, it's more so
Philly.
Nope.
Okay, where have you been? In division, Tampa, you said?
Tampa.
Nashville, you said?
Yep, Nashville.
Now Jacksonville.
Yep.
We're Indianapolis. Up to 6. Indy, 7.
I believe that's it.
Okay. You said your lovely wife actually said to you, why don't we go to all the stadiums? And you said, which ones, football or baseball? And she goes, yeah.
She said, yeah, both. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
both.
Go.
And did you then price out how that would send the Wolf family into complete bankruptcy?
Kids no. in college is overrated, so we don't need to get... I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
A smart man told me a long time ago, don't ask questions that you don't want the answer to. Yeah. So I don't ask that question. I just think of where the next one's going to be, and we'll just keep checking them off the list, and we'll go from there.
Do we know who our AFC dance party... Do we know our AFC... And you're looking them up right now. The AFC...
For next year?
NFC dance party opponents. See, it all it's always a factor of not just who you're playing, but whether you catch them at home or on the road. Will we know right now, home and road?
Road is Browns, nope. Giants, Steelers.
Nope, maybe.
And then NFC West to be determined. So okay. That's probably where it's going to be.
NFC yeah. West.
Yeah,
I would think.
So LA again.
Seattle.
San Francisco.
Arizona would be pretty.
How are we getting LA again? We just were at LA.
I think we play LA every year.
I know we do. Basically,
I think it was a
now.
Schedule like we were third. Straight, they were third or
it was a matchup.
Yeah,
matchup.
Yeah,
one of the two weighted
correct.
Games. Okay.
Correct.
All right, San Fran. I don't want to go to Santa Clara. Santa Clara is landlocked. San Francisco is a shithole. It's super expensive. The stadium is too big. No thanks. And I hate the Niners. And I hate their fans.
So
that's
you'd rather
a no.
Go to Cleveland?
No.
Okay. Well, we've so got those are, New York. We're gonna play Beth Page. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would
see, be good.
Yeah. See, that's the thing because you guys are golf freaks as I am, and we had a great time golfing.
Oh, we did.
It was a ton of fun.
I love the first 5 holes.
Yeah, Wolfie comes out, pars the first 5 holes as a 18 handicap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like on fire, making putts. Ripping drives.
I think Spence thought I was a cheater.
Who wouldn't? Well, an 18, fair. An 18 who starts out with 5 pars. The greens were as fast as anything I've ever putted on.
They were lightning.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they
yeah.
were true.
They're true.
They're true.
They're true, but they are fucking fast yeah. as shit. Big catch by the Niners there. Niners Cowboys underway right now in Santa Clara. Well, I don't know. We got a long time to figure it out. I want to hear from other listeners after this podcast about your buddy trips to go see games, both the suggestions, the rules, the pitfalls. This worked out great because, A, we had some great connections to get us started. Again, thank you, Rezor. Thank you, Spence. Secondly, I trusted you guys as men who post. And that's all I say all the time. There's only two kinds of men in the world. Men who post and everyone else. You are men who post, and I love you guys for that. And then the other aspect was timing on the calendar was perfect in that we're not yet into the holidays too bad. We knew the weather would be warmish. Should have been in the 70s. Instead, it was in the 80s. I didn't mind it till the third quarter of the NFL yeah. game. That's when it was really like, oh, my God, now it's hot. And there was two drunken housewives next to us with their husbands right next to them. And I guess the husbands are ready for some other men to take them off their hands because they were completely...
Oblivious,
obliterated, yeah. and way too flirty with my guy Spence, who was just getting sick of it. Finally had to say, I'm not dating you, okay? And then it kind of shut her up. Her other friend, though. Here's another thing. This is crazy. They were rooting for the Packers, this family. Two wives, two husbands, 3 overprivileged kids, 4 overprivileged kids in front of us.
Yeah, it's 4.
And I said, we start chatting them up at one point. Where are you from? You know, how are you guys Packer fans? Oh, we live down here now. Oh. But where'd you come from? Oh, well, he's from Boston. I'm from Jersey. Okay. So who's your team? And the one woman says, oh, Jets, because my dad used to be the athletic trainer for the Jets. And that's how we're down here now, because he then worked for the Jaguars and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so you're not still Patriot and Jet fans? Oh, yeah, no, we are. I go, so why are you Packer fans living in Jacksonville? And if you live here, why aren't you Jaguar fans? And she said, and I've never heard this before, Wolfie, this is our family team that we root for. Our family team that we root for. 56 years of me being on this planet, I've never heard of such a thing. This is our family team, and we're still going to be Patriot and Jet fans.
Well, it's a wholesome organization.
How is that possible? Yeah, I mean, that's...
What is even going on? I know.
That might be the most 2024 thing that,
isn't it, though?
That I've heard all year.
Exactly.
I didn't hear that.
I said, so you guys live here, right? Oh, yeah, we live in Central Florida. We love it. You know, it's great, you know, cost of living, and the schools are pretty good, and got good jobs down here, blah, blah, blah. So why not be Jaguar fans? Nah, still want to hold on to our Northeast roots, but at the same time.
Where do the Packers come from?
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I know. Well,
hundreds of miles.
Well, I think what they said, I don't know if you heard this, they said that their kids were big Packer fans, even though the kids never grew up in Wisconsin. And they're Packer fans because this current generation, boys, even the generation before this generation, they pick and choose who they are fans of because they can. They can see the games. They can buy the merchandise.
Yeah.
It doesn't fuck it. The geography of being a fan got obliterated sometime around 1994 with the widespread adoption of cable TV.
Yeah, lots of primetime football games.
And these kids, overprivileged goddamn kids. I mean, nice kids, by the way. You know, seem like nice kids.
Yeah.
Way overprivileged.
Well,
you could just tell the
another deal of kids making decisions for parents. Now kids are picking our fans for us?
Yes!
The kids are choosing our teams?
Yes!
What is going on?
Right,
what is going on?
Right.
Well, just the other way around.
Right, the mom and
just
dad.
The family team, not your main team.
Oh my gosh, my 8-year-old daughter comes to me and says, hey, Dad, we're now Bears fans. Something has gone terribly wrong.
Here's our family team.
Not a chance.
But I did like hearing that story because it constantly reminds me that we have no idea how everyone else sometimes enjoys sports and how they interact and interface with it, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a million different arrangements under the sun. And I'll end on this because I heard it at dinner with you guys. Wolfie and Vinny have the most insane, incredible fantasy football league I've ever heard of. And I'll try to explain it succinctly, then you guys can fill in the gaps, then we'll call it a wrap tonight. You call it the theme league. You're like, where do we stand in the theme league? And I go, the theme league? What the fuck does that mean? And you said, well, we started out by having it so that you set a theme for the team that you, the player, will get assigned. And, like, white men can't jump was a theme early on in your league. And if you drew that strip of paper out of the hat that assigned you the team theme of white men can't jump, you had to draft a fantasy team based only on white guys.
Correct. Yep.
And then you would play the season that way. And everyone that was in the league, the 12 participants, would create a theme that they throw on a piece of paper into a hat, make everyone draw their theme out and have to play within that parameter. But you said that concept died after a couple years because people made it too narrow, too hard.
There were teams that were getting only four teams to pick from.
Like, what was the theme?
Oh, now you're putting
besides the white men can't jump thing, what else was there?
There was, like, top 10 draft picks. So whichever NFL teams drafted, but then there was, like, trades, and so I think Washington had 3 picks the 1 year.
Yeah.
Or somebody, and so then they only had 7 teams because Washington had 3 of the top 10 picks.
Yeah,
I don't remember if it was Washington, but it was okay. It was stuff like that where it got so
Who's second overall draft pick from 2015 to 2020?
Right.
What were those
SEC
5 teams?
Players was
right.
One.
Yeah.
There's even numbered players, odd number players.
So suffice to say that after a couple of years of realizing this is untenable, normal people, sane people, would have just folded up the league and said, okay, we tried. We're done. Not you guys. This is your league, right,
we
Wolfie?
We post, sir, as I believe.
You do post.
We post.
Is this considered your league, Wolfie?
I'm one of the founding members.
Okay.
I would say Chris and Jess,
yeah,
really.
I think so, too.
Okay. The two that
so,
keep this thing running.
So you say, okay, let's not do themes, but let's now narrow people into a handful of teams that they can pool from to comprise their fantasy team. And it's seven, right?
You can get between six and eight teams.
Okay, so as a player in the league, you draw randomly out of a hat NFL teams.
Yes.
The Buccaneers, the Cowboys, the Patriots.
And there's rounds.
And there's, right, and there's rounds. And there's some duplication because for 12 fantasy players, you can't have 84 teams, right? That would be 7 times 12. Good math by me,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're golden.
So there is some overlap. So then you play based, you can only draft players from those 7 teams. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. Like years, you said there was a year recently, last year, I guess, when the Chargers, one person had the Chargers, the Eagles.
And the Raiders. All to himself.
The Raiders collapsed in a fucking heap of ashes, fired their coach. Then the Eagles took a shit after the 9th week of the year and missed, well, they made the playoffs, but then it got killed by Tampa.
Yeah.
And the Chargers had a gazillion injuries.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they fired their dipshit coach because he sucks.
Yeah, we thought he was going to win the league, and he took last.
Now, last place has a unique punishment, and that is the person who finishes last must wear a jersey.
The purchase and wear.
They must purchase and wear an NFL jersey of a team that everyone else in the league knows that loser hates that team.
Yeah, the winner of the league gets to pick the jersey that the loser has to wear.
And the winner knows what teams the loser hates the most.
And or players.
And or yeah. players, just
yeah.
in general.
And just our player, yeah.
And you have to wear that jersey, as a rule, whenever football is on in your presence. Not just at the stadium, but in a sports bar, in a restaurant, including in the NICU for one of the players. You showed the photo that he was in the NICU with his newborn child, and because there was a football game on, he had to wear the jersey.
It's great.
You had to wear the Seahawks jersey that you hated, Wolfie, when you lost one year.
Yeah, Russell
it was
Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson to the dinner table at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Dinner at
full of mud because you had played the annual Turkey Bowl game in it.
In an effort to ruin the jersey.
It made it through.
Right. One guy who was not a Packer fan was forced to buy a Rodgers Packers jersey, wore it as punishment the entire next year, then as a ceremony at the end of the season, took it down to the beach, put it on a stick, lit it on fire, filmed it, and said, there, we're done.
We're done.
Yep.
What happened next year?
Lost
again. He lost the league again, and then had to buy another Rodgers jersey and wear that for a second year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, lost again and had to buy a Jordan Love jersey. He's probably the only Vikings fan I know that's bought and worn 3 Packers quarterback jerseys as often as he has.
Now, here's what's crazy is that, okay, you're probably thinking this is the most nutty league ever. It's not just finishing dead last. Many fantasy leagues have a dead last punishment, right? And my listeners probably going, well, Wolfie and Vinny sound like they know football. They're not going to finish dead last, especially in a league that has 6 husbands and 6 wives. So it's a give or take,
yeah,
6 and 6.
Like 8-4.
But
eight,
there's
four,
a lot yeah. of wives in there. And you say the wives do pretty well, believe it or not.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
They haven't lost yet.
The reason that guys like Vinny and Wolfie can actually finish last is it's not just finishing last. If the top 6 make the playoffs, the bottom 6 get thrown into a loser tournament where you could have had a team that just missed the playoffs, and then you have the worst week when it matters the most.
Yeah, that's this guy.
That's you.
That's this guy.
That's you. You had to wear a Kirk Cousins jersey, Viking jersey, all last year, including at Lambeau Field.
Several times,
including games where the Vikings weren't even in town.
Oh, it's a lot.
So you look like a total tool.
Tampa Bay, Green Bay. I'm here in a Kirk Cousins jersey. lot of fun.
That is extremely...
Achilles rep and everything.
Radical. There was one guy that hadn't won a game all year in your fantasy league. The one game that he won was to stay out of last place.
That was it. That was it. To become the five-time loser, that was that guy.
Now, the last part of this league is that it does have somewhat standard scoring, somewhat standard, but it's got some radical scoring. You have punters. You told me as we watched Tressway tonight in the Commanders game, pin one down at the one with a nice punt that stopped and went backwards. You're like, I go, well, he's been their only Pro Bowl in the last 3 years. He's really good. And you say, without blinking, oh, yeah, he won my fantasy league for me a couple of years ago. I go, wait, what? What?
Yeah, he got me out of the loser bracket.
He got you out of the loser bracket.
I love Tressway.
Tressway! So you have to draft a punter for your fantasy team, and you get points for what?
For long punts, yardage. You get points for inside the 20.
Negative points if you get something blocked. If you get a blocked punt, it's like minus 250.
Yeah, it was Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys, and he had a game. I think he had like 8 punts and 5 inside the 20 or something ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. You also draft coaches in your fantasy league. How on earth do you do scoring with coaches?
So they get points based on winning margin, losing margin,
ties,
tie. You don't want a tie.
Okay. What bad happens with a tie if you have a coach involved in a tie?
Negative 200 points.
So you lost that week.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. Yeah, you're done.
Has that happened in your fantasy league's existence?
Yes,
ties are pretty rare.
Yes.
But
yes.
They do happen, right?
Yeah.
And so if you have a coach who gets a tie, you're kind of fucked, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you're done for the week. On to next week.
Chris lost a week.
With a tie?
With a tie. He was in the lead, and all he had was his coach, and then they tied, and he
lost.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. You guys are complete psychos. It is now what time?
8:48.
8:48. Perfect. How much sleep do you guys think you'll get before you head out? You're leaving at 3:30?
Yeah.
4?
Yeah. 6 hours. 5-6 hours.
Okay.
Should be fine. Well,
depends on how long the Sunday Night Football game goes.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I feel bad we don't have any beer here.
We do have pretzel chips and Coke and Soco.
I texted cookies. I got here in advance of these guys, and I texted them when we were pulling into the parking lot of the grocery store, hey, if you need anything or want anything from the grocery store, let me know. Well, I didn't give enough lead time. And so by the time we're in the store walking around, I hadn't heard back from you guys. And I'm like, fuck it. We don't have time to wait for these guys. I'm just going to get a few things for myself. All I got were pretzel chips, Diet Coke, and Southern Comfort. You then text in 2 minutes later with a whole list of stuff you wanted. Some beer, some this, some that. And then you go, well, on second thought, I'll just settle for the pretzel chips and the Southern Comfort. Fucking genius. I love it. All right, boys. Great adventure. Safe travels. And it was great to have you on the Zapecast.
Oh, it was great.
All right, boys. Thanks for listening, everybody. Andy Pollin, who was at the Commanders game. He never goes to games. Saw an all-time classic. We'll talk to him tomorrow on the Zapecast. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next time. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive,
for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.